Imagine living without a fridge. Scary, right? For most of us, that's a nightmare. We rely on it for everything from last night's leftovers to our ice cream stash. But for the Amish, it's just daily life. They've mastered the art of preserving meat without a single spark of electricity using methods passed down through generations. And believe it or not, their techniques are so good they could put your fancy freezer to shame. In a world overflowing with gadgets, the Amish stand out by sticking to old school methods. No fancy tech, no refrigeration, just simple, time-tested practices. They are known for their self-sufficiency. But when it comes to preserving meat, they're in a league of their own. They don't just keep their food edible, they make it last and taste even better. I'll admit, the first time I tried Amish cured ham, I was skeptical. No fridge? Really? But the taste blew me away. It was smoky, flavorful, and lasted longer than anything I'd ever stored in my freezer. If you're thinking meat without refrigeration must taste old or dry, think again. The Amish have perfected these methods to not only preserve, but actually improve the flavor of their meats. Salt has been a trusty ally in food preservation for centuries, and the Amish have turned this simple mineral into an art form. When it comes to keeping meat fresh, salt is nature's oldest preservative, and the Amish know exactly how to use it to their advantage. By rubbing generous amounts of salt onto cuts of meat, they draw out moisture, which is crucial in preventing pesky bacteria from taking hold. Moisture is the enemy in the world of meat preservation, and salt is the superhero fighting against it. Using salt isn't just about sprinkling it on the meat and calling it a day. There's a technique involved, almost like a sacred ritual. The Amish carefully select their cuts, whether it's pork, beef, or even chicken, and then they don't hold back. They apply salt liberally, ensuring every nook and cranny is coated. It's almost like giving the meat a luxurious spa treatment minus the cucumber slices. Here's a fun tidbit. The phrase, "worth your salt," originates from ancient times when salt was more valuable than gold in some regions. Roman soldiers were sometimes paid in salt. Can you imagine? Thanks for your service. Here's your salary in salt. The Amish tap into this old wisdom today, treating salt not just as seasoning, but as a lifeline for their meat. When I first witnessed the salt curing process, I was amazed. I thought to myself, if I had to rely on this method for my dinner, I'd probably end up with a meat popsicle. But the Amish, they've got it down to a science. The end result isn't just edible, it's a flavor explosion. The salt seeps into the meat, enhancing its natural taste while acting as a shield against spoilage. The beauty of this method lies in its simplicity. While many of us are busy stuffing our meats into fridges, the Amish are letting salt do the hard work. And the best part? This technique allows the meat to develop a rich flavor that you won't find in anything that's been frozen. It's like a culinary secret passed down through generations, where each family has their own little twist on the classic method. However, relying solely on salt isn't quite enough to ensure the meat's longevity, especially in varying weather conditions or when it's being transported. The Amish are wise to this and know that an extra layer of protection is needed. When it comes to preserving meat, smoking is a game changer. It does more than just add that irresistible savory flavor we all love. It works as a powerful preservation method. The Amish have mastered this technique, using smoke to further dehydrate their meats, ensuring they last far beyond the lifespan of fresh cuts. Walk into any Amish kitchen, and you'll likely find smoked hams, sausages, and bacon hanging proudly from the rafters, all lovingly prepared with a touch of artistry. The smoking process isn't just a way to infuse flavor, it helps create an environment where harmful bacteria struggle to survive. The combination of heat, smoke, and reduced moisture creates a hostile zone for unwanted guests. Interestingly, smoking can extend the shelf life of meat by months, and if done right, it can even keep that deliciousness intact for a full year. Imagine having perfectly preserved meat sitting in your pantry, ready to go for the next family feast. I once tried my hand at smoking meat, thinking it would be a fun weekend project. Let's just say the aroma wafting through the neighborhood led my neighbors to believe I was hosting an impromptu bonfire party. They came over, expecting s'mores instead of smoked ribs. But in Amish homes, the smoking process is treated with a level of care that turns it into a delicate science. They know the right types of wood to use, how long to smoke, and at what temperature. Each detail counts, and the result is something truly special. This technique is not just about throwing meat into a smoky pit and hoping for the best. The Amish select specific woods like hickory or apple for that sweet, rich flavor. They monitor everything carefully to create a controlled environment that balances heat and smoke. It's not just a cooking method, it's a tradition filled with skill and patience passed down through the years. You'd think that with all this hard work, the Amish would have enough smoked meat to last a lifetime. However, they're practical folks and understand that sometimes you need an alternative. Not everyone has endless amounts of wood to keep the smoke rolling. That's where another ingenious technique comes into play. This method adds a sweeter touch to the preservation game and offers yet another way to keep meat fresh. While salt and smoke are heavyweights in the meat preservation arena, the Amish have a delightful trick up their sleeves: sugar curing. This technique combines the sweetness of sugar with the preserving power of salt, creating a unique blend that gives meat a sweet, savory flavor. It's particularly popular for hams and bacon, transforming them into something truly special. The process is simple yet effective. The Amish mix sugar with salt and rub it onto the meat, allowing the two to work their magic. The sugar not only enhances flavor, but also helps to draw out moisture, just like salt does. This creates a perfect environment for preservation while imparting that mouth-watering sweetness. It's the culinary equivalent of a warm hug on a chilly day. You might think of sugar curing as nature's version of candy-coated bacon, only it lasts a lot longer than the stuff you find at the grocery store. The first time I tasted sugar-cured bacon, I thought I had stumbled upon a secret food group. It was sweet, salty, and everything you'd ever want in a breakfast treat. And the best part? It didn't just taste good, it was also a testament to how resourceful the Amish are in their methods. Interestingly, sugar curing isn't a new concept. It has been used for centuries, and its roots can be traced back to when people first realized that sugar could do more than just sweeten their tea. The Amish have taken this age-old practice and perfected it over time, resulting in meats that are not only delicious, but also can be stored for months. In fact, properly sugar-cured meat can last for quite a while if stored in the right conditions. Definitely a handy skill when winter rolls around. The balance of salt and sugar is key to this method. Too much sugar and you end up with a meat that's more dessert than dinner. Too little and you lose that delightful sweetness. The Amish have the perfect ratio down to a science, ensuring that every bite is a flavor explosion. This method doesn't just apply to ham and bacon. You'll find it on a variety of meats, each bringing its own character to the table. Whether it's pork loin or even some cuts of beef, sugar curing opens up a world of flavors. However, even the sweetest method has its limits. While sugar curing is fantastic for taste and preservation, it also leaves meat with a bit of a sticky exterior. To ensure this doesn't become a problem, the Amish often follow up with a drying process, creating a firmer texture that's a joy to chew. When it comes to preservation, the Amish bring out another powerhouse: vinegar. This tangy liquid isn't just for salad dressing. Its acidity creates an environment where bacteria struggle to thrive, making it an ideal choice for pickling meats. The Amish often turn to vinegar brines to preserve items like sausages and fish, giving them a flavor kick that makes your taste buds dance. Vinegar brining isn't just about extending shelf life, it also infuses meats with a distinct tang that can elevate any dish. The process is simple, yet effective. The Amish mix vinegar with various spices, herbs, and sometimes even a touch of sugar to create a brine that brings out the best in their meats. This method allows the vinegar to penetrate deep into the meat, helping to maintain moisture while keeping unwanted bacteria at bay. My grandma had a penchant for pickling just about everything, including veggies, fruits, and occasionally meat. One time, she decided to try her hand at pickling some chicken. Let's just say the result was an experience. The meat was, well, not quite up to Amish standards. It had that vinegary punch, but it was a bit too adventurous for our family. At least, she had the courage to experiment. What's fascinating about vinegar brining is how versatile it is. The Amish can tailor their brines with different types of vinegar, like apple cider or white, each bringing its own unique flavor profile. Depending on what they're preserving, they can adjust the spices to complement the meat perfectly. Dill, garlic, and peppercorns are just a few favorites that often find their way into the mix, creating a deliciously complex flavor that's far from boring. A little-known fact is that vinegar has been used for centuries as a preservative. Ancient Egyptians relied on vinegar to keep food safe, while Roman soldiers used it to help stave off food spoilage during long campaigns. It's amazing how a simple ingredient can stand the test of time and remain relevant even in modern kitchens. But vinegar brining does come with its own quirks. The high acidity can be a bit overpowering if not balanced correctly. Too much vinegar can turn your meat into a tangy disaster. The Amish know the importance of finding that sweet spot where the brine enhances the meat without overwhelming it. Their experience and tradition guide them in creating perfectly brined meats that are both tasty and safe. When it comes to storage, vinegar brine meats can last for several weeks in the fridge, making them a staple in Amish households. They often use these preserved meats in hearty dishes, such as casseroles or sandwiches, where the tangy flavor can really shine. The beauty of vinegar brining lies in its simplicity and effectiveness. It's a technique that not only preserves, but also enhances the flavor of meat, making every bite a memorable experience. Rendering lard might sound like a lost art to many, but for the Amish, it's a practice steeped in tradition and necessity. This age-old technique involves slowly heating animal fat until it melts, separating the liquid lard from the solid bits. But here's where the magic happens. Once cooked, that melted lard can be poured over cooked meats, creating a thick layer that seals in freshness and flavor. This method isn't just for show, it's practical. By encasing meats in lard, the Amish create an airtight seal that keeps spoilage at bay for months. It's like a culinary time capsule, preserving the meat's taste and texture while keeping those pesky bacteria out. In fact, rendered lard can keep food preserved for 6 months or more if stored in a cool, dry place. It's an impressive feat that demonstrates the Amish's resourcefulness in utilizing every part of the animal. I have to confess, when I first heard about lard storage, I pictured my kitchen looking like a grease bomb. Who needs Tupperware when you've got lard, right? But the Amish handle it with grace, using it not just for preservation, but also for cooking. Lard is a versatile ingredient, adding richness to dishes while keeping their food safe and fresh. The process of rendering lard is fairly straightforward, but it does require some patience. First, the fat needs to be cut into small pieces to help it melt evenly. Then, it's placed in a pot over low heat, allowing it to render slowly. The result? A beautiful golden liquid that's ready to work its magic. Those leftover bits? They're called cracklings, and they can be a delicious snack on their own. One interesting fact is that lard was once the go-to cooking fat before vegetable oils took over. It's high in monounsaturated fats, which are actually better for you than the trans fats found in many processed foods today. Yet, many people still have a bad association with lard thanks to years of health fads. The Amish, however, have continued to embrace its benefits, passing down this tradition through generations. This technique not only showcases the Amish's culinary prowess, but also their commitment to sustainability. By utilizing every part of the animal, nothing goes to waste, and they ensure that their food storage methods align with their values of simplicity and self-sufficiency. Plus, there's something quite charming about the idea of sealing in flavors with a bit of rendered fat instead of plastic wrap. In the Amish way of life, every corner of the home serves a purpose, and root cellars are no exception. These underground havens are not just for storing vegetables. They play a crucial role in preserving cured meats. Imagine stepping into a cool, dark space that feels like stepping back in time, a natural refrigerator that doesn't require a single watt of electricity. The constant low temperatures and humidity levels create an ideal environment that slows down spoilage, allowing meats to last longer without the need for chemical preservatives. My neighbor tried building a root cellar once, but he ended up with a muddy pit that only attracted more raccoons than anything else. The thought of sharing dinner with a raccoon just doesn't sit right with me. However, the Amish know how to keep their food safe and their critters out. With careful construction and ventilation, their root cellars maintain that perfect balance, ensuring that their hard-earned meats remain fresh and flavorful. In these root cellars, cured meats can hang freely, allowing for airflow that prevents moisture buildup and spoilage. Some might wonder how these unassuming structures can keep meat for months. The trick lies in the temperature. Ideally, root cellars maintain a temperature between 32 degrees Fahrenheit and 40 degrees Fahrenheit, 0 degrees Celsius to 4 degrees Celsius. This coolness, combined with the darkness, helps slow down enzymatic reactions and bacterial growth, which are the main culprits of food spoilage. It's a perfect blend of nature and old-world wisdom. Interestingly, root cellars have been used for centuries, with many cultures relying on them for food storage. Archaeological findings show that they date back to ancient civilizations. Yet, the Amish have continued this tradition, blending practicality with an appreciation for sustainable living. They're not just preserving meat, they're preserving a way of life that respects the land and its resources. And it's not just meats that thrive in root cellars. The cool, moist environment is perfect for storing potatoes, carrots, and even apples. Some families have been known to create their own mini food pyramids, stacking vegetables and meats alike, taking advantage of every inch of space. It's a bit like a treasure hunt. Open the door and you never know what goodies you might find. While root cellars are incredibly effective, they're not the only tool in the Amish preservation toolbox. When winter rolls around, they have another method that uses the cold weather to their advantage. When winter arrives in Amish country, it's time for a seasonal method of meat preservation that's as simple as it is brilliant: outdoor freezing. With temperatures dropping well below freezing, the cold air becomes an ally in the quest to keep meat fresh. Imagine a large chunk of meat, carefully prepared and laid out in the frigid air, essentially transforming the backyard into a giant freezer. It's like having a personal snow box where you don't have to worry about electricity bills. The Amish have long understood the power of nature, using those biting cold temperatures to their advantage. After a successful butchering season, families often hang their larger cuts of meat outside. The cold air helps to keep the meat safe from spoiling for weeks, sometimes even months, making it a reliable method for long-term storage. I can only imagine the neighbors watching, thinking, "Wow, those Amish folks really know how to make winter work for them." Of course, there's a catch. When using outdoor freezing, it's essential to be mindful of the weather. Too much snow or rain can affect the quality of the meat, so the Amish often make sure to cover their outdoor meat storage with burlap or other breathable materials. This way, the meat stays dry and they can enjoy the benefits of winter without any nasty surprises. What's even more fascinating is that freezing meat at extremely low temperatures actually improves its texture and flavor. The ice crystals that form during freezing help to break down some of the muscle fibers, resulting in a more tender piece of meat when it's finally cooked. It's like a natural marinade, thanks to Mother Nature herself. Let's not forget the playful side of this method. Imagine a scene with kids bundled up, running outside to check on the meat, probably fighting over who gets to bring it in for dinner. "I'll carry the ham if you carry the sausage," they might say, with a snowball fight breaking out in between. But let's be real, no one wants to make snow angels in the meat storage area. Probably not the best way to preserve the flavor. What's truly remarkable is how the Amish integrate this practice into their daily lives. They plan ahead for winter, ensuring they have enough supplies to last through the colder months. It's not just about preservation, it's about self-sufficiency and resourcefulness. As they prepare hearty meals for their families, they appreciate the simplicity of using what nature provides. Drying meat is as traditional as it gets when it comes to food preservation, and the Amish have perfected this age-old technique. It's all about stripping the meat of moisture, which inhibits bacteria growth and makes it last longer. Imagine hanging long strips of seasoned meat in a warm, dry place. Just like that, it's transformed into tasty jerky that can last for months. The drying process isn't just about preserving meat, it's an art form. The Amish know just how to balance the right temperature and humidity. They often hang their meat in well-ventilated barns or even outdoors on warm, sunny days, letting the natural elements work their magic. With the right conditions, they can achieve a perfectly dried product that's ready for snacking, cooking, or even gifting to friends and family. What's fascinating is that this isn't just a way to make jerky. The dried meat can be rehydrated later for soups and stews, making it a versatile option for meals. You could say the Amish have their own version of meat multitasking. I mean, who wouldn't want a product that can serve as both a quick snack and a hearty meal ingredient? Talk about getting the most bang for your buck. And let's face it, nothing beats the satisfaction of biting into a piece of jerky that's been seasoned just right. Ever have a piece of jerky that was so tough you could practically use it to hammer nails? It's a culinary disaster. But the Amish version, it's full of flavor, perfectly chewy, and utterly satisfying. You can almost hear the taste buds dancing in delight. When you think about preserving food, you might picture jars of jam or fresh fruits lined up in a pantry. But the Amish have taken this concept to a whole new level with pressure canning, particularly for meats. They've mastered a method that allows them to seal meat in jars, ensuring it stays safe and tasty for years. It's like having a secret weapon for dinner. No more last-minute trips to the store for dinner supplies. This process isn't just for your grandma's peaches. It's a life hack for meat lovers. By sealing meat in jars and cooking it under high pressure, they create an airtight environment that kills off any bacteria and ensures longevity. It's a practical approach to food preservation, especially for large families or during harvest time when there's an abundance of meat to process. I remember my friend's family used to cook everything during the summer. They had a whole shelf dedicated to beef and chicken that could probably survive a zombie apocalypse. Here's an interesting tidbit. Properly canned meat can last anywhere from 3 to 5 years when stored in cool conditions. That's longer than some of my friendships. It's hard to believe that while the rest of us are constantly checking expiration dates, the Amish are chilling with their canned goods, confident that a meal is just a twist of the lid away. The pressure canning process is quite remarkable. The Amish prep their meat, fill the jars, and place them in a pressure cooker. As the temperature rises, it creates an environment that not only preserves the meat, but also locks in its flavors. It's a little like magic. One moment, you've got raw meat, and the next, you're holding a jar of hearty beef stew ready to go at a moment's notice. I used to think that canning was an old-fashioned pastime, but seeing the Amish do it changes everything. They've turned it into an art form with families gathering to share tips, recipes, and stories while they work. It's not just about food, it's about tradition, family, and sharing a piece of their heritage. I can almost smell the sense of savory dishes wafting from those jars just thinking about it. While pressure canning is a fantastic way to ensure a long-term supply of meat, the Amish have a few more ingenious methods tucked away, especially handy when winter hits. When you hear the word pemmican, you might think of a fancy new health trend, but let me tell you, this is the real deal. Pemmican is an age-old recipe crafted by the Amish, blending dried meat, rendered fat, and sometimes even berries. Dating back to Native American traditions, it's a powerhouse of energy that's perfect for long-term storage. Imagine being out in the woods with nothing but your trusty pemmican. You'd be living the survivalist dream. I once thought I could whip up a batch of pemmican to have on hand for busy days. I pictured it as a delicious homemade energy bar, something I could grab on the go. Spoiler alert, I ended up with a gloppy mess that tasted more like regret than anything edible. Meanwhile, the Amish have mastered this ancient craft. They've got it down to a science. Each batch is like a mini miracle of preservation and nourishment. What makes pemmican such a fantastic food? Well, the combination of dried meat and rendered fat creates a long-lasting energy source. It's like packing a camping trip's worth of nutrition into a single bite. You could be out in the field needing something to sustain you, and there it is, a piece of pemmican ready to go. Just don't ask me to make it for you. I'll gladly leave that to the pros. Now, here's a fun fact. Pemmican can last for years without spoiling, especially if you store it in a cool, dry place. That's longer than my last relationship. It's packed with protein and healthy fats, making it the kind of food that keeps you going. It might not make the menu at your local restaurant, but trust me, if the lights go out and the world goes sideways, you'll wish you had a pantry stocked with this stuff. The Amish often incorporate berries into their pemmican, adding a little sweetness and a boost of vitamins. I remember when my neighbor tried to impress us with his version. He thought he was adding a gourmet twist by tossing in some chocolate chips. Spoiler alert, it didn't go well. But the Amish, they know just the right balance to create a product that's both nutritious and tasty, ensuring that every bite is a testament to their culinary wisdom. From salt to pemmican, the Amish demonstrate that you don't need modern appliances to keep your meat fresh. Their methods are timeless, practical, and a little bit magical. It's impressive how they've perfected the art of food preservation, relying on nature and traditional techniques rather than the latest gadgets. After all, who knew you could outsmart bacteria with a dash of salt, a bit of smoke, and some clever thinking? In a world where convenience often trumps tradition, the Amish remind us that sometimes the old ways are the best ways.